Sean Ames.
When the tempo of practice is up, like Coach Mo has, what, how does that affect you guys? I mean, does it make you better prepared to face a spread offense coming into the season? Or
definitely. We pride ourselves on conditioning. So defensively, every play we want to run to the ball full speed. If you get tired, we got subs. We're very deep in every position. But with the fast pace, it took us a little while to get used to. But once we got used to it, it kind of became natural, and we could focus more on our plays and on our details and on our discipline.
Yeah, they got you guys a few deep throws early, but you bounced back, got the pick. Just how good did that feel to kind of respond to that early test?
It felt good because I was getting a little down on myself, a little disappointed. All spring I've been doing good on deep balls and keep my eyes on receiver. And to come out here in the spring game and give up a deep ball in the first play is unacceptable. I feel like I let my team down on that. If this was a game, we're down 7 points, you know, and I can't take that off the scoreboard. So I can say better now than in the fall, but like I said, unacceptable. During halftime, they just talked to us on what we did wrong, what we did right, and they told us just come out here and fix it. And that first series, I made an emphasis that I came out, showed the coach that I was still in it, I was still focusing, that I could make the play.
You've got a knack for interceptions now. You're on quite a run, even in dating back to last season. How have you gotten so much better at that? I mean, obviously you can go up and make a play on the ball, and I know it's about judgment of throws, but how have you gotten so good at finishing those types of plays off with the interception?
With experience, it's a lot more natural. I'm a lot more comfortable now. I have a lot more confidence in myself now as well. And then off season, Coach C he's been doing great with us in the weight room. So I've been getting stronger, faster, and it's starting to play when I'm in man-to-man on the backside. Like I said, I can get over top of the receivers and be comfortable enough to turn around and play the ball instead of playing the receiver. So it all comes together when I'm out here on the field, and it allows me to make plays.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.